Yeah, Case couldn't stay up late enough to see the end of that Cowboys game last night, and I think that's probably most people because it didn't end until after midnight Texas time.
I was getting tired, but I stuck it out.
Cowboys win it 20-17, a touchdown pass with just 20 seconds left on a fourth and goal from the four-yard line. Our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, is with us right now to talk about the game. Bobby, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you holding up, by the way?
You had to watch this thing.
I'm awake. We landed from the charter at 5 a.m., got off the plane, got in the car, headed over to do the morning show over at 105 through the Fan, and just got wrapped up. And so now we're wrapping the day up, and then we'll get some shut-eye here in the next hour or two.
Okay.
Would it be an exaggeration to say that that final TD pass could have been a season maker, or if they hadn't gotten it, a season breaker?
I think that's a fair way to describe it. Obviously, there's a lot that's coming up in terms of big games against Detroit and San Francisco and some of these other teams. But in terms of a confidence boost that you're going to be able to win those sort of tough big games, then yeah, I think that, you know, getting that W column, getting in that W column against Pittsburgh was big because it was a game that you dominated and faced a lot of adversity and were only in that position because of some self-inflicted mistakes. And those are games the Cowboys typically haven't won. So for them to come through in that big moment, especially on a fourth down, I think it was huge.
You know, one of the things that I was worried, I think everybody was worried, especially after the Saints and then the Ravens, is stopping the run. For the last two games, Cowboys are doing, again, it's the Giants, and I don't know how good the Steelers are really, but it's pretty impressive. They were able to stop the Pittsburgh Steelers from running last night.
Yeah, and look, I mean, Pittsburgh has not necessarily been a super efficient running team, but it doesn't really matter when you consider all the guys that the Cowboys were down. They didn't have Micah Parsons. They didn't have DeMarcus Lawrence. They lost Marshawn Nealand, their other defensive end, early in this game. They had a lot of injuries, and they've dealt with a lot of, you know, dings to their availability. They've lost a lot of players and a lot of their depth, and that kind of balances out any question about how good Pittsburgh's running game is, I think, because even if they're not world beaters necessarily, they absolutely commit to the run. Justin Fields, their quarterback, can challenge you in a really unique way with his legs, and you are a defense that has struggled with discipline in the run, and now you're down a number of your best players. And so I think factoring all of that in, it's been really impressive performances against the run the last 2 weeks.
It was also a huge win in terms of their schedule. I remember when the season began, we looked at it and said, wow, these first five or six games are going to be tough. But when you look at it, their whole schedule, is they still have Houston. They've got the 49ers. They've got Detroit. Cincinnati is in there, too. This and Washington is so improved, and the yep. Giants are playing better. This is tough from beginning to end.
Yeah, and this is honestly what the Cowboys or Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones probably want to see from Mike McCarthy. Is this is the exact type of schedule that if you want to be here past this year, you know, you're in the last year of your contract, show us that you can elevate this team. Show us that you can win in the face of adversity. Show us that you can do some of these things that have really plagued this team come January and playoff time. And that last night, even though they had a lot of mistakes and there were a number of things that you feel a little uncertain about watching the Cowboys play yesterday, and maybe Dak didn't have the cleanest game and he had a lot of trouble with turnovers, you still look at it and say, you won in a way that has been difficult for you to win in years past. And you don't have a lot of wins on the ledger of on the road against a tough physical football team in the face of adversity and losing players to injury. You generally have not won those games. So winning a game like that, even against an opponent that you don't necessarily think is the strongest, is a big check in their favor. And they're going to want to see more of those types of performances to comfortably say, okay, Mike McCarthy, you get a contract extension.
Bobby, appreciate it as always. It's a great insight. Our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, with us here on KRLD after the 20-17 win over the Steelers in the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah.
It was on the East Coast. 1 o'clock in the morning that game ended.
I was sitting there on the Lazy Boy, and I started flickering a little bit. Because, again, it was a tough game, but it wasn't exactly an exciting game other than the very end. But
You mentioned how the Cowboys' run defense had improved a little over the past couple of weeks. Their rushing offense, however, I looked this up today. The Cowboys are currently 31st out of 32 teams in rushing yardage. That's not good. Maybe this run by committee idea might not be working out.
You know, I looked at Ezekiel Elliott last night. He has nothing left.
He's done.
And I don't know. I mean, he only got like 6-7 carries anyway. But
and you know who's the number one rushing team in the NFL? That would be the Baltimore Ravens.
And there's a certain guy that wanted to come here. But he's a little too expensive, I guess.